Hello everyone and welcome to episode 9 of the Thundercast. This is our special reaction podcast to Sony's PlayStation 4 press conference. I'm Matthew Sorry and joining me today I have Shane Ryan.
Now then.
Nick Orth.
Hello.
And Sean Kelly.
How's it going?
Guys, Sony showed off the PlayStation 4 last night without actually showing off what the PlayStation 4 looks like. They talked a lot about the philosophy of the console and a little bit about the games. So how successful did we think the show was?
I enjoyed the men in suit jackets and jeans.
I thought that was good.
Yeah, they were brilliant. They looked like they'd just come off some sort of high gravity planet. They were all squashed and widescreen. That was my favourite bit. I didn't bother watching the rest, just that.
That was brilliant.
Was that the highlight?
It was.
Only one of them talked. I don't know what the other three guys
were
doing.
They
were
there for about 10 seconds as well. I didn't really get it.
Is that the middle-aged boy band?
Yeah. Was it? Yeah. Were they the Bungie chaps, weren't they? From
Yeah, they were, yeah. One Direction
in 20 years. They didn't really talk about Destiny at all. They just sort of...
I honestly can't remember what they said, but it was pointless, whatever it was.
Well, they said that there was exclusive content for PS4.
Right.
Okay.
They were there to assure the Sony fanboys that Bungie is actually, like, on board.
They're serious. They sent the big boys in.
They sent the stout
white. That's probably what security is at the office. This guy just stood at the doors letting people in and out. They shipped them over.
Awkward men in suit jackets and jeans.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I saw that bit. There's no need for four of them because they just stood there feeling a bit...
That's good.
You can see the hands just kind of. Do I put it in my pockets? Does that
really,
look
really stiff arms? They didn't want to move their arms whatsoever.
In case they got too much attention. Poor lads. But yeah, there's exclusive content. I don't think they said even what it was. It'd probably be like a gun colour,
map packs, maybe
free DLC. Something uninteresting. They'll no doubt do it on all consoles. And then depending on what shop you buy it in, you'll probably get something extra. Like a different colour to the feet of the guys you can't see when you look down anyway, that sort of thing.
Different kind of feet, that might be it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't imagine it would be anything too groundbreaking.
Plus 4 XP on the first day.
Okay, so what did you think of the overall show? Think it was a successful launch of PlayStation 4?
Yeah, because I think there was a bit of, on the day, of people thinking, what happens if they don't actually do anything?
Well, when they kicked things off by talking about the Vita, I kind of got that fear.
Yeah, you got a bit worried when they started talking about that. It's just, not about the Vita. Don't talk about that. But, I don't know, it was the typical... presentation thing of a lot of marketing buzzwords, and it didn't seem to be a huge amount of interesting things to talk about afterwards. Lots of focus on the sort of social side of things, wasn't there? And you know, getting all your disgusting friends to share pictures and stuff with you on PlayStation.
Yeah, that's been my biggest concern with both these announcements, is how much they focus on that. And I felt that although they did quite a bit here, I felt some of it might actually be stuff I use. So, like, I hardly use Twitter, I don't use Facebook, things like that. It just doesn't appeal to me. But the idea of sharing it between friends to jump in and out of stuff and kind of looking at how the PC uses some sort of recording, I thought that I might use. But anything to do with any sort of Facebook or Twitter or look at this score I just did, look at this, I've got no interest.
No, same here. I mean, it sounds like they're making it really easy to use those social features. And one of the most interesting things for me was the ability to jump into a friend's game or give your game over to a friend so they can help out if you got stuck on something.
Yeah, that struck me as a strange feature to focus on.
It's kind of like Nintendo in their latest Mario games. They give you the option to have the... computer take over and just automatically run through the game for you if you're getting stuck.
Yeah.
So it'd be quite. It's like, I don't know. It's kind of nice to have someone else help.
It's kind of like that feature on Xbox that they were talking about a while ago, can't you like watch movies together or whatever on Xbox and like they have like a fake theater or whatever? And I think it's just new ways to connect users in other ways other than just traditional multiplayer. So
Mortal Kombat did that with one of the modes where it was kind of winner stays on, and it kind of sets up like a theater lobby where you have your avatar across the bottom queuing up, and you have like the two people on stage and like a mini TV cinema screen in the middle with a fight, and then kind of leap along, and it worked quite well.
Right.
So just some things like that I think work well, but anything to do with Facebook and stuff I couldn't give a shit about.
Same. I thought there was some interesting discussion about what they've done with Gaikai.
Mm-hmm.
About being able to stream games instantly from the PlayStation Store.
Yeah. Now, you have a PS3, good. Don't you, Sean?
I do.
What are the download speeds like? Because I've heard they're terrible.
They're pretty slow. Like, yeah. I don't know. I couldn't give you actual data, but for normal things, for you know, even if you're just downloading an update to a game, like it takes significantly longer than it would on a PC.
Okay. Because I'm thinking they must be making a huge change.
Hopefully they do.
I mean, I like the ideas, but the actual infrastructure required, because a lot of the stuff I was reading today in interviews is that cloud stuff won't be there for launch, and it's part of their long-term plan for the console. Right. That's what I'm reading into it. It's not going to release on day one. You'll just be streaming loads of demos and old games. That'll slowly start to seep in.
Yeah, you see, they didn't really put that across. If it's not a day one thing feature.
I mean, it'd be there. It's just also you've got with the thing about if you speak to people actually on the technology side and not just people play games. The idea of streaming stuff is that if it succeeds, it will become its own bottleneck, and everything will choke down. So the more popular it gets, the worse it gets. So there's like a no. So this is what I'm interested to see how they manage to, if they do it really well. Now with PlayStation. Then the other PlayStation Plus thing they have at the moment. If they did it where they'd have 5 PS1 games, 5 PS2 and 5 PS3 and it swaps every month, and then they can kind of lock it down and dedicate the space to it, then maybe they can, that's what they do. But the idea of having thousands of games.
Yeah, that's completely the opposite idea of their, you know, the buzzword philosophy they had, which is everything, everywhere. So it's not like a tiny selection of games like for a tiny period of time. It's supposedly supposed to be everything all the time.
But they said that, but what's the everywhere thing? Because if you could play games on your Vita, it's surely only within the distance of your PS3, so you can't take it on the train.
Well, the everything thing isn't necessarily that you're going to be doing PS4 gaming outside of your home, but that you're going to be connected to your PlayStation experience through your tablets, through your iPhone. It's like the smart glass crap.
All right, so and also like the Steam app, where you'll probably be able to buy and download stuff, and it'll download in the background on the way home from work.
Yeah.
Oh god, more compulsive purchases on the way home.
Yeah.
Get completely out of hand.
Everyone is determined to make you take their game with you wherever you go, and never ever stop playing, no matter what you're doing.
And pay them for the service of it.
I guess the feature. The feature that they did talk about a little bit that I was the most concerned about is how prevalent the PlayStation Network will be pushing content to you.
Like, oh, yeah.
Because they said that they were going to be trying to, you know, personalize the store for you and personalize your UI, whatever they call it, not the XMB, but... And, as an informed, quote-unquote, hardcore gamer, I'm aware of pretty much 90% of the games that would interest me already. I don't need them I don't need to like boot up my console and have hard disk space full of crap that I already am aware of and have decided that I don't need right now or can't afford or whatever. And so I mean, I'm sure there will be settings to limit the amount of content bombarded, but.
I read that more as a storefront shaping, so as you logged in, it would recommend games based upon what you've played. But then I guess what you're saying does link into the thing they said about background downloads and things happening without even realizing. It's the idea that it's always installing updates here and there on the fly.
It's just like, they already have it to some extent. If you have PlayStation Plus, my friend has it, and he'll boot up his console and there'll be demos for games that he didn't download himself, just already installed and waiting for him. They push content immediately to your hard drive without you even knowing. I mean, you can disable
that is
it.
Annoying.
But
You will never be able to escape from Sony. They will just be able to download
Hound you on the bus.
Yeah.
You'll get text messages.
Kaz Sarai.
Yeah. Well, from yeah, Kaz, buy more games. Thanks.
Your console doesn't even turn off now. It goes into a sleep mode.
Yep.
You just, oh, my game's still waiting for me.
Mark Cerny will haunt the dreams of children.
Yeah, because there was someone on when I was reading Twitter yesterday, someone did like a joke thing saying that it makes the noise of cats and purrs at night to help you go to sleep, and it's not far off that, I don't think.
You'll be waking up in the middle of the night and your console will be perched on your chest, just staring directly into your
just
eyes.
Looking at you. But the good thing from that, the shutdown thing, is the idea that as soon as you press the power button, it carries on from where it was in the game.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
at the moment, my 360 is getting quite old, and it's getting slow now. Trying to boot it up, it just kind of grinds, and then I have to log in on the account, and it just takes ages.
I didn't worry about that though. Like, there's never a feature that I thought, oh god, I wish this took 15 seconds less time to boot up so I could get into the game quicker. Especially when you've used Sam,
the thing
your PC
is,
or anything.
You'll say that, but once you've had it, you'll never be able
true.
To go back.
Yeah,
it's like if you go from a normal PC to a solid-state hard drive or whatever it is, and it boots up in, like, 3 seconds, you're like, I guess this is kind of cool.
Okay, fair point. I am a sucker for anything like that, so...
Mm-hmm. It's one of those things where you don't need it, but once you've got it, you can't go back.
You will love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. So what else? Oh, talk about that. So there's the pad, the controller, which... is the thing
DualShock
for me.
4.
Yeah, I really don't like the DualShock controllers. Keeping the analog sticks in line just drives me up the wall. I don't get it.
Yeah, I think that was a bit of a mistake. That was something they could have changed.
Mm-hmm.
That's I'm glad they
didn't. Criticism.
Do you like it, Sean?
I do like it. Well, I mean, I'm not saying that I'm in love with the pad, but I'm glad that they didn't change the orientation of most of the standard inputs.
Okay.
They just stuck a bloody big black button on the front of it.
It's like a bit of Velcro.
Motion capture? Was that a motion capture-y sort of thing?
No, it's a touch pad.
Well, there's both, isn't there? It's also
the
got
light
the blue, the blue light, the PlayStation Move light on the top of the controller, and also the tiny touch pad, which seems completely pointless to me.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like a Me Too feature because.
So I think you've got to use your nose or your third arm to use that as you're playing games.
Or your penis.
Yeah. Maybe it can be scratch and sniff on games.
With the controllers, you can't really ever tell what they're like. I mean, it does look like a DualShock, but until you get to test it out, I don't know.
Because there's two reasons that I got an Xbox over PS3. The first one is. Condemned was the game that sold me on it, and the second was that the pad is miles better for the Xbox compared to the PlayStation 1. I've always struggled with that. It really feels uncomfortable, so I'm hoping when I get hold of the controller that it'll be a bit... Hopefully it'll sell me on it, but it would be a bit of an issue for me. I think that the pad...
I always quite liked the DualShock. It always felt quite comfortable to me, but then I suppose it's just that feeling of familiarity because it's stayed pretty much the same since PS1,
sure.
isn't it? So.
Yeah, how big are your mitts, Shane?
Yeah, I've got small girl hands.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
He has to push each button with the full hand.
I do. It's a lot of effort.
But what about the share button on it that you can use to share
instantly
stuff?
Upload. Share your life.
Share your life. It brings up a menu for recording things, doesn't it?
Well, every game automatically records like videos of what you've played, and then you can choose
Christ.
What to
load. Does it not back up the last like so many minutes of what you've done? So it's constantly recording the last 15 and it keeps overwriting itself.
Yeah, that's it.
It's quite cool for like bits in bits in cool kills in Halo and you know.
Yeah,
that
YouTube
sort of
would be
things.
Flooded within weeks. Yeah. You have to wade through it all to find anything useful. Look me headshot this lol load that all over the place.
I'm kind of excited about being able to record videos, but that mostly comes from my background as a fighting game player.
Okay, yeah.
Like, most of the games this generation have, not pioneered, but, like, added, like, replay data stuff, it's still kind of a backwards way of getting it onto the internet, and hopefully, if the share button allows you to actually just capture video and into like a normal video file and have it on your PS4 and then being able to take it wherever you want, that'd be great. Hopefully it's not, all right, I choose to share this and it just beams it onto the internet wherever the hell they want it to be, rather than where I want it to be.
Oh, like a Sony area website or social space or something.
Well, I mean, they did say that they, during the Killzone live demo, they said they shared that thing directly to Facebook, so I hope that it's not tied immediately to whatever social network or whatever the hell they say.
Yeah. Surely you'll be able to customize that kind of stuff. Surely you'll be able to choose where you want things to go.
You would hope.
I mean, all of these elements we're talking about, mm-hmm. they better be customizable.
Yeah.
They better not just be...
Like Sean said, you'd hope so, Sony but dictate. Each place is going to be... You'd have to code differently, and it depends how much resource they want to put in to make sure it 100% works on every location. And there might be a reason in the background why they prefer one service over another. If, for example, Facebook has come forward saying, hey, we'll help you integrate this if you do us, for example.
Yeah.
Could be a business decision.
What I'm kind of curious about, though, about the video recording is, I mean, you've had some companies in the past, some publishers, that are really unhappy with stuff like Let's Play videos.
Yep.
And so are they all just... Okay, record our games and upload everything about them on the internet.
Well, like, you've had that recent thing with Sega, haven't you? The Shining Force series where
they
got those
exactly
accounts banned on YouTube for recording stuff from a game you can't buy anymore, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if they could do that where, for example, and Microsoft has that new clause or legal part where if you upload a game... a part of their game and as advertisers so as money made, it actually goes to Microsoft and not the person that's uploaded it because they actually own the video rights to it. So if, for example, you did like a Halo 5 video, uploaded it to YouTube, it got a million hits, all the money would go to Microsoft. From my understanding of that is that they've basically stepped in there and used that clause because they own the property and the footage that you're recording.
Cool.
So it would probably clash a lot with that. I can imagine it maybe being locked down in a lot of games then. Or like you said, it'll only be usable in like a Sony area.
That sounds like what they will go for to me.
Yeah,
they will have a special, you know.
It's only usable in PlayStation Home.
Yeah, PlayStation Home, definitely. Do you reckon they'll keep that on? I've heard it's just full of lots of dodgy guys hanging about.
Think so.
It's pretty
just a Santa Claus and stuff being weird.
As dodgy as PlayStation Home is, and as much, you know, I haven't used it in years, but like it's supposedly profitable, so I don't see why they wouldn't just keep it going.
Yeah,
like
if they are making money from it, why would they get rid of it?
They don't need to make it an initiative the next generation like they did this time. But I mean, if it costs them tons and tons and tons of money to update it for the PS4, then maybe they'll dump it, but...
Yeah.
Mm.
It sounds like they pretty much are dumping everything, starting afresh.
Mm. Is anyone interested in the technical specifications?
No.
The RAM? I mean, not the technical side of it, but it was interesting that they've gone all out on the 8GB RAM.
And PC-based architecture, x86.
It's quite a few interviews with people in the industry and developers saying they're very happy about the RAM. Because it kind of future-proofs it.
I mean, it's a good thing, isn't it? Because anything to make the PlayStation platform easier to develop for.
It will put the cost up.
Yeah, do you think? Mm,
yes. I think it's going to be more expensive than a new Microsoft one.
Mm.
It was last time, wasn't it?
It was
the PS3.
PS3.
Well, we had the Blu-ray as well, didn't it? So I suppose that.
It's more the cell, it's the Blu-ray and the cell processor. It's a very expensive thing for him to do.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see the price point when it does come out, because
450
of both the consoles, in fact.
Is that your guess, Shane? 450?
450. I don't think.
I reckon
be
around the 400 mark.
It won't be much different to the PS3.
I'll go 399.99.
95. Xbox would be cheaper, but I think more likely the PlayStation just to get one thing, just one entry level. Because they like to see their gaming consoles like the Porsche of like the game industry, where you get this one more expensive beast. And with Microsoft, they'd probably do like the family version, which you'll later realise doesn't run anything a year later. You need to buy those add-ons.
But don't you think they're getting away from that Ferrari ideal if they're going with the PC architecture?
No, because I think the way they've spec'd it is they're going... I know what you mean, but I think they've learned from the cell processor, which is what they spent so much money on that. but then they didn't realize, well, all the games are going to be cross-platform, so it's not actually going to work.
But what you're basically saying then is just because they're dumping a ton of RAM in it, that like it has a chassis of a Ford, but like, so they're selling something that looks like a Ford but has a lot of RAM in it, basically.
Well, that's basically what the presentation said. It's a direct quote. I think it'd be more powerful than the next Xbox, but again, it just comes back to when you're designing cross-platform games, is you have to design it for the lowest entry.
Yeah.
So even if the Xbox is a bit less powerful, the internet explodes with Microsoft are screwed, the reality is they'll have to design it for that, and then whether they'll put extra time in just to boost it a little bit for PlayStation, because it didn't really happen this time, so it all depends what they do. But that's what I'm more interested in this time.
I think it'll probably be a little bit easier for them to do it this time around, to put that extra effort in for PlayStation if it is a bit more powerful, because they've, well, if the rumours about Microsoft's console are true, they've got similar architectures.
Yep.
Just less RAM.
Possibly.
Maybe we'll do away with platform exclusives, and I'll be able to play Ni No Kuni or whatever. Just gaze at it through a window.
Well, according to Kelvin, that's the best thing to do.
Is it?
Yeah. More cutscenes last game.
Alright.
Alright, guys, we'll take a break there and we'll be back with a discussion about the games in a bit. Welcome back, guys. So, let's talk about the games that were shown last night. There was quite a few tech demos for games, and then one or two new announcements, like Mark Cerny's game Knack, which looks like a cute little puzzle platformer, and the Capcom game Deep Down. What else was there, guys?
Killzone.
Oh, yeah, new Killzone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's now not just grey, it's got some blue in there as well.
Blue and orange, that's all you need.
Thanks to the power of PlayStation 4.
It's funny, isn't it? Because now, the jump between this and the last generation, it doesn't seem as impressive anymore. So you just watch that video and you're like, yeah, it looks quite nice. But I mean,
of a step up than I thought it was going to be, to be honest.
Really? Yeah, I think maybe the resolution wasn't that good in the video I saw on it, because people
I think part of it is because, I suppose, a lot of people who got River Callers, they've gone into gaming, they've probably gone into gaming in the past 6 or 7 years. Mm. And a lot of those people, therefore, have never, ever seen a generational change.
Mm.
So to them, it's like, holy shit, this is amazing. But then if you're there for PlayStation 1, which was the biggest jump of all, and then you're there for like the PS2 and then to the PS3, you see these jumps and you get used to it more and more. So for somebody new, this is probably the most exciting thing they've ever seen. But when you've seen it all before, it still looks great.
But it's not as
I was with it until the actual gameplay started, and then I nearly fell asleep.
Same here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, this looks really impressive. It's clearly, this is either a cutscene or it's scripted.
Well,
because you can tell by the way the guy's moving, so I think it's like an in-game scripted bit. And then as soon as the gun pulls out, it doesn't look quite as nice, because you can't see the open city because the smoke covers everything, which is very clever. And then it's just look down the iron sights and shoot stuff.
We've had a lot of
got blue shields like Halo, and it's just loads of stuff I've seen before.
What with the recent, stuff about aliens, Colonial Marines as well, and the promo video for that, and I mean the Killzone video at the last launch of the PS3 was barefaced lies, basically, wasn't it? So, yeah.
This is more of an in-game demo, though.
Yeah,
you can tell what I like.
The animations, you could tell definitely, like they were slightly off, between getting shot and, the enemies reacting.
Definitely.
It's a slight disconnect.
If it looks too good to be true, it usually is. And I think one thing I liked about it, and I hope they keep, is that the way that they integrated the cutscenes, well, the kind of forced scripted moments in the in-game bit, because usually you can tell. And in this, it looked like they'd worked towards it being quite smooth. But again, that's probably been over-scripted, because...
Yeah.
The amount of times I play will actually stand still and slowly walk forward to a rope, when really they'll just be running around strafing everywhere, jumping and leaping and firing rockets off.
Yeah.
It doesn't really work. So I think it looked pretty nice, but it just looks like a first-person shooter that looks like everything else.
I mean, at the very least, a shift away from the brown first-person shooter into the sort of slightly prettier.
Neon blue.
Yeah, no, you think about it. You had Doom 2 that came out and was brown. When was that? 95?
Mm.
And since then, we've had lots of that. And a bit of grey.
It's been Halo.
And then a bit
that's
of yellow. And the yellow, and then it's and now we're getting a bit of blue-orange now.
So, is this a prequel? It kind of looks... I mean, I have no idea where the Killzone universe is concerned, but is it? Have they mentioned when it's set or what? What
is it set in? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
They did mention something about the premise of the game, how it had like kind of like a Berlin Wall premise.
Yeah.
But I don't actually recall saying whether it's after the events of the other game.
The little fella, little Helgas fella, disguised as a human,
sneaky bastard.
I thought it might be like a prequel. They're all the rage. Everyone loves
the most. It looks good, and I thought, well, you know, it's gonna get people excited that have a PS3 because of the jump in graphics they're gonna see and some of the full body awareness when they're leaping onto stuff. And that's how I could tell it was in game because there's a bit where he jumped up and the gun disappeared out of his hand to jump up because it's like a static animation every time the same. So I was like, right, yeah, you can tell that's kind of a bit janky and stuff. But it's just that as soon as the Iron Sight started, I was just like, right. So the guy looked quite cool coming out of the camouflage. It's like there's a bit of character here, and now you're a marine with regenerating health, just running around shooting everyone.
Yeah.
And it did look, it looked like it's highly influenced by Crysis as well, the sliding across the floor and that sort of stuff. And the only other thing is that none of the guns seem to clip into the walls, but again, I guess they would have overscripted bits of that. So when you got close to walls.
Next gen.
Also,
it's going to be those kind of small details that we see. Like, we're going to be able to finally do hair in game, maybe.
No, I just want good AI. I just don't want a guy to kick over a table and not duck behind it.
I'd like guns
that's what I want as well.
Weapons that don't clip through your coat when you're wearing a coat in a video game.
Yes.
That's the single thing that I would like to see for this generation.
I want to pay £600 for that.
Yeah, I would pay that much.
I think probably the best indication of what the first run of next-gen games are going to be like is Watch Dogs.
Assassin's Creed 2.0?
1.1? Oh, that's Far Cry 3, that's right. It's be 1.5.
It looks very much like lots of interesting ideas, but because that's a studio that, you know, they developed Assassin's Creed and everything, I am kind of dubious as to whether it'll be as... you know, freeform and organic as they're making it out.
But, yeah, because they're talking about everything as if it's a simulation and about, oh, the trains will just come when they come. Like,
yeah, how often
scripted.
Are you going to be in the right place for a train to just pull up and everything?
Exactly, yeah. You can almost guarantee that, like, some of the main missions will be scripted.
I think they can achieve it because they just have to think how to get around it. So, how do you get around that? You make the trains constantly run, so there's about 400 of them on the line. So, every time, as soon as you walk to a platform, it automatically generates one every time. And they'll just have loads of little tricks. Like, think about it, like Saints Row 3 and GTA have pretty much done those sort of worlds. They just haven't made it part of the missions to do that stuff. Yeah. If that makes sense.
That's true.
Lots of interesting ideas in it, though. Like the general focus on stalking people, spying on them.
But that does mean we're going to get loads of missions where if you walk too close to them, it's going to say failed, restart, and it's going to play about 10 minutes.
Oh,
it's going to be loads of chasing
game.
People down alleys, and if you don't press X, start again.
Not the chase missions from Assassin's Creed 3.
Loads of those.
If there's one thing they get rid of next gen, please.
So that did look interesting. It's kind of interesting at the moment because we don't really know that much about it apart from kind of get an idea of some of the mechanics. But I mean, who this bloke is? He's got a magic cell phone and is downloading everyone's thoughts.
Downloading the bank accounts as well. Yeah, cheeky little sod.
Yeah, that would be an easy game if you could just get infinite money by hacking into someone's account at the start and just stealing everything. But yeah, we'll see how that turns out.
And it was running on a PC as well, wasn't it? So I'm guessing that they've basically built it on that, but they've not crossed over to all the platforms yet.
Well, it's going to be on 360 and PS3 as well. And was
Wii U as well?
Wii U, that's quite surprising.
You can dust it off.
Finally. Well, I'm not going to play it on Wii U. Okay, so what other games were there? There was Capcom's Deep Down.
Got a dragon in it, isn't it?
Big dragon. Is that the one that was all pre-rendered?
Dark Souls. Do you think it was?
Yeah.
me and Sean had this discussion before we came on.
There's just about one or two scenes where you can tell it wasn't because they didn't look as good. When they're walking through the tunnel, it quickly cut away, and then every time the animation was too good, or you're getting attacked and you kind of stand behind a wall in a certain way and reacts to it.
Mm. Yeah.
That's not next gen. We're way off that sort of reaction from characters.
Yeah, they gave they put that kind of really flimsy little HUD thing down in the bottom left hand corner just to kind of give the illusion that it was in game.
If you notice, once he changes his weapon and it changes at the bottom, they made a big point of that. So yeah, that was all pre-rendered. So
it did look pre-rendered.
Yeah, it did. And if it didn't, it didn't even look like you'd be able to play it in the way the camera angles were set, which was another reason that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like Asura's Wrath, man. You don't know how you play it.
Quick time events, maybe. Dragon's Lair, next gen.
Mm.
So, what else was there as well? It's quite a lot.
There was Square Enix coming on with their year-old demo.
Jokers.
Well, seven-month-old demo. And
7 months of hair.
And yeah, and then basically saying we'll announce something at E3.
Mm. Yeah, that
was
a bit pointless,
worth the 5 minutes of stage time that guy took.
And it wasn't it worth the joke though of him going up
it
there?
It was worth the joke.
Because I mean, like, where's Final Fantasy Versus 13? You know.
So
there was also Media Molecules demonstration.
Yep, they're lovely little blue things just getting thrown about.
What the hell was that?
It was just a shaft like the physics, wasn't it? It was a Havoc thing just to see that they can, you know, lots of things can fall over.
That's
what they were proving.
I mean, the big part of that demonstration was being able to use the Move controller to make sculptures.
Yeah, that was weird, wasn't it?
How is that going to work?
It's like ZBrush, but without any input other than I don't know. I have no idea, honestly.
Waving your arm.
It might work kind of like Beat Sketcher for PS3, which is
it's kind of interesting that they were still pushing the motion sensory stuff, considering.
Well, I mean, Matt and I were talking about it before. The implication to me was that they're probably going to be bundling the new PlayStation Eye with every console. Like, if the controllers themselves have the built-in light.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's been announced. In like a side of elsewhere, I'm sure it's been written officially that it's being bundled with it.
Mm. Right, I thought it was a rumor. Don't know. It'd be interesting to see whether it is or not.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's one of those things where if you don't put it in the box, then people won't take it serious enough to give it that push. So, in that sort of way, I mean, the Kinect will definitely be in the box, for better or for worse.
Ugh.
So I think we'll have to do something with this as well. What about your Sucker Punch? Sean, what was it? Was it Infamous or Infamous or
Infamous Second Son?
I think we should call it Infamous.
Infamous, yeah.
You know, to be honest, I'm kind of torn about it. Like, I like both Infamous games, but the way the second game ends kind of is a nice like end to that story, and it looks like that this won't have anything to do with like the protagonist from the other games, but I don't know. I'm kind of burnt out on the IP, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the narration for the trailer, though, like, I parsed from that it's going to be a multiplayer game, which, if it's actually like a true open world multiplayer superhero game, like, it could be fun. I mean, it really depends on how the mission design works and how the co-op works. But so I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't play it, and I probably would enjoy it, but didn't really, you know, it wasn't a game that was like, all right, I absolutely need a PS4 for this. Like, wasn't that kind of?
Because you were looking forward to them announcing a new IP more you're hoping for.
Yeah, I expected they were going to make a new IP since they left Sly Cooper behind last generation, and then I thought they would just move on to a new one, kind of like Naughty Dog has done each generation too, but apparently not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was hoping for a lot of new IPs. I mean, they've got loads of them backed up, and they're just using the franchise names to give it a kick. And come E3, it'll all get announced.
Yeah, they need to save quite a few things for E3, don't they?
Like the console.
There was also the driving game with the incredibly enthusiastic announcer.
The guy who really
so
likes leather
creepy.
Seats.
Just basically touching himself about cars on stage.
I bet he doesn't have a driving license as well. I bet that's why he's so into it. Spent so long designing all these things rather than just getting a license.
Yeah, it was another car game, wasn't it? Certainly.
It doesn't, like, personally, it doesn't interest me one bit, but I'm sure there's some
guys out
there.
I understand what the, like, unique appeal of team driving is. Like, well, how is that any different than normal driving? Just, like, both, like, now you have, like, a clan or something, right?
Yeah, that's basically it.
Yeah.
What
so
I was
you
thinking.
Jump in and you just level up your team on a scoreboard sort of
they
thing.
Should make it like Greece, yeah. So you just hang around in like underpasses and like do a bit of dancing and then have a little race.
And then the car flies at the end of each race. Yeah.
I was thinking for Newton-John. True team racing, what they should have done, is since they're going to have this thing where you can have your friends like come in and like take over your game, that you should have, let's say the four of us are playing, I'm steering, someone else has got the gearbox.
I'm the wheels.
Who's the windows? I'll do the windows. Up and down.
I'll do the radio.
You can the air conditioning.
I don't want to be the seat.
That would be good, that one.
And someone can just sit in the boot illegally because there's not enough space.
I don't know. I think that's a really dumb idea, but I think it's also kind of an amazing idea. I remember there was a Dreamcast launch game called Aero Wings, which was a kind of like that a Pilot Wings game. But you could you could fly four player like precision flying, and it was the most hilarious thing to have to like collide, have mid-air collisions trying to fly in formation with your friends.
Yeah,
like it was the most difficult thing to ever do.
I like the idea of like more interesting co-op things. That was kind of a shame that they seem to be kind of ignoring the co-op side of things at the moment, apart from Diablo 3. But yeah, that sort of things when you're all part of the same, you're all operating the same ship or whatever. That sounds like quite a good idea to me. But yeah, we don't get that.
What do you think about Diablo, though? That was a non-announcement.
That was bizarre, wasn't it? I was kind of nonplussed by why they chose to make such a big deal of Diablo.
Is it right that, because there seems to be some backlash from people originally saying that it had been consoleized when it came on PC because they had limited certain things, like only for four people rather than eight, and other weird features.
It does seem like this has happened. It was made so it could be transitioned to console. So whether they just decided, we'll wait until the next generations come out and then.
Well, it's coming out for PS3 as well.
Yeah. Yeah. He said he's got it running, so I guess it's pretty much.
So I don't understand that. Why don't you just release it on PS3? I don't really get because they could.
But it's probably just to boost the PS4's launch lineup.
Yeah, but are people gonna be that bothered about that?
There will be a small niche market of people
I would
who will
thought they
think
be
about the amount
into
people
Diablo
that haven't
with
played it.
Graphics.
Yeah, yeah, but think about I people thought it was on a quite a niche sort of PC title, hence why everyone was annoyed when it was a bit more. But I don't know. Okay, so I like the idea of the co-op. It does sound quite cool. Like the.
And if you think about the launch window, you've usually got a limited number of games, and you're guaranteed quite a chunk of that straight away. Yeah. So it's not probably going to cost them a lot to really get it sorted, and I'm sure Sony will help them out, and then they can just take a percentage of that window.
It'd be interesting to see what the difference is between the PS3 version and the PS4 version. Because in terms of like how it runs and how it looks and everything, it's not a particularly demanding game, so
well,
it would
you know
just
how
literally
it'll work
be
is
the.
You'll once you get new gear, you'll hit the share button and then you can sell it on the live the real money thing.
Yeah.
That reminds me of what I was gonna say actually, you know the share button. I was thinking at the moment you get messages, well you used to anyway, in like Call of Duty and stuff saying, pay me this much and I'll grind your character up or level you up to level 60 by this time. And I could totally imagine that people do it where they'll say, right, pay me so much money, leave your PlayStation on, share the game with me, and I'll just grind you up to Prestige 10 in a day if you pay me £50. And I guarantee that'll happen.
The future of gaming is just watching someone else play your
game. I mean, World of Warcraft started it when people would pay people to grind for them during the day for gold.
Right.
And stuff like that, and it already happens in the Xbox things where people give each other like points for getting up to level 60 on day one.
Yeah, well, there was a weird thing on Battlefield as well where people were paying people to like guard them on Battlefield so they'd run alongside them. And literally, this is true. Yeah, and people were earning money out of it.
If you could think of the stupidest thing possible, what you could do in that situation, I bet somebody's done it and paid money for somebody else to do it in a game. Because it's just mad, and I think that will happen. Only a slight amount, but
that'd be brilliant. I love the future. It's brilliant.
Lots of people doing silly little things, making money.
Yeah.
So what other games? Was there anything else?
There was Jonathan Blow's The Witness, which was quite a surprise announcement.
He came out and made a little sarky little comment about explosions, which I quite liked.
That was the best. Quite enjoyed that. Yeah. So what do you think? Are you liking the look of The Witness so far?
A lot of colour.
Mm. A lot of colour, yeah. I mean, I don't really have any idea what that game is about beyond solving line puzzles.
No.
But I'm still really intrigued. I'm not convinced the line puzzles, like, it looks like they make up the main bulk of the puzzles in the gameplay. And it'd be interesting to see whether they've got any kind of connection to what's actually going on in the world, or they're just kind of disconnected.
From what I understood from the trailer is that you would have to find the patterns and other things and then go and input that pattern into it.
Okay, because, find them in the world.
Yeah, because the puzzles were dead. And you looked at it, it was just a straight line. But there's lots of entries and exits, so I just guessed that there would be a weird formation in, like, a riverbed or something odd like that, and you'd have to walk around. But then it didn't really show you walking around. It looked more like mist.
Yeah, like everyone's saying
coloured in version.
I don't know. That game's really intriguing me because I really don't know what it's going to be like to play. And I quite liked Braid. I thought it was flawed in some ways, but I quite liked it. So
yeah.
At least somebody's trying something, and they're getting the space on the stage to say, "Here's a weird game."
I thought he can be kind of irritating occasionally, Jonathan Blow. But I mean, it's good that there was a counterpoint to all the other. You know, kind of more dull, shooty, blowy, uppy stuff.
And it's kind of indicative that Sony's going to continue the philosophy they've had this generation, where they support a indie developer, an indie studio, and they give them the platform.
Because they've talked about an open platform of making it easier for people to develop for some sort of mini thing, or whether it turns into a mini app store or something. And it's quite interesting that Hotline Miami and The Room have now both been announced for the PS3 and not 360. And both of them are going to be crossover play with the Vita as well, so it seems like even at the moment, to have those two really popular indie games going just to the PS3 seems to be more of an open door there.
I just say Hotline Miami on the PS Vita actually sounds, handheld Hotline Miami sounds quite interesting, but we will see.
They'll probably add any extra content as well. That's probably why they've been quiet about the extra
stuff. I thought they were releasing extra stuff for it, but
yeah, maybe that's what they've held back for then.
They said there was an interview with Eurogamer that they said they were planning on doing DLC for it, but just decided to make a sequel instead.
Right.
So yeah,
later it's a great game as well.
Yeah. What else was there?
I think we
kind of about
covered it
all. I think there was Knack. There's not really much to say about Knack.
No.
Talk about Remote Play.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Talk about Knack and Remote Play.
True. You'll be able to play PS4 on your toilet via the Vita.
Get numb knees. Pins and needles wherever you go.
And then you'll accidentally press share and everyone will watch you on the screen playing the game.
But there's no share button on the Vita, so...
Maybe safe for that.
Maybe be on that touchpad thing on the back by accident.
Yeah,
if it's got a camera on it, you'll be screwed.
So, are you interested in crossplay?
Me?
Anyone?
I've not got a Vita, so it doesn't mean anything to me.
I'm interested in it. I don't.
Is it?
I wouldn't.
Is it going
to? I wouldn't shell out an extra $250 to buy a Vita.
No.
But I think if Sony is smart, they'll have some sort of bundle at the PS4 launch that has a Vita in it, and just bill it like a Wii U, but better.
That might
be a good way of selling all those unused Vitas.
And you can actually take the Vita and play good games on the move anywhere. You know, like the cross-play stuff. You're not just locked down to playing it only at home, which would be another feature to try and sell to people as a push.
It'd be interesting to see how much crossplay they have between the PS4 and the PS Vita, because obviously PS Vita is kind of powerful enough to run PS3 games, but if you've got really top-end PS4 games...
I think they're talking about streaming it, aren't they, from the console?
Well, yeah, but you can't really... Yeah, you could only do that locally, or I suppose where you've got a...
That's how I imagine it'll be.
Yeah. Okay, it's interesting. It's a plus for the PS Vita, which definitely needs some pluses.
What?
And they also talked about tablets and mobile phones. There's going to be an app for the Android and iPhone and stuff that's going to link into the PS4. So, as we kind of mentioned earlier, so it sounds like they're trying to bring all that together in a slightly sensible way without going overboard. I think it's good for developers and other people to have the option to use stuff rather than it being like, this is Move or this is Kinect. You have to put something gimmicky thing in and make it look rubbish, because somebody like, for example, like we talked about with the Destiny reveal where they're going to have like the apps and stuff. If somebody does it well, then it sets a benchmark because they're being left to kind of develop it in a mature way rather than just trying to shoehorn it in.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's definitely worthwhile having it, and for people that have a Vita, it would be great, but it's, at the moment, it's not a reason to get one extra.
Okay. I think it's going to be interesting to see what we see at E3, see if we see any of the big games that weren't there, next Uncharted or anything.
Last Guardian.
Yeah.
Last Guardian, yeah. I was hoping for Last Guardian there.
You're never going to get it, Matt.
There's a Eurogamer interview that just came out where he's asking one of the guys some funny questions, and he asks about the PS3 games, like Last Guardian and something else.
Yeah.
And the guy kind of says, oh, they're still happening. And then the guy from Eurogamer says, well, what do you think is going to happen to them? You know, what happens when the PS4 comes out and everyone, like myself, moves the PS3 out of the way and puts it in, like, the small room or the side room?
And the PS4 isn't even backwards compatible.
Yeah, and you're releasing a big game and people are going to be like, oh, would it
be
missed?
But Sony have always kind of done that. Like, they've always continued supporting their previous platforms, even into their next generation of platforms. Like, they did that with God of War 2 on the PS2, and that was quite a success. Because that platform, like you say, the PS3 is still going to have that huge install base. So you're going to see the typical transition where you have lots of games that are on PS3 with a slightly upgraded version on PS4 as well. I think it'd be quite interesting to see if Grand Theft Auto does that.
I don't think they will.
Do you not?
No, I get a feeling they're just going to hit that September window. There's going to be nothing else around, and they're just going to take in every single sale from people sat there twiddling their thumbs. I think that's on purposely why they've delayed it. It's purely just to hit that spot.
Sweet spot.
Yeah, just like they did with Red Dead in summer. Same thing. And the other thing I was going to mention was another article I read, which was talking about how, although the presentation and everything was kind of bigged up games, is whether Sony hasn't learnt from its errors in a way and is kind of heading down the same path as with the PS3, where they're thinking it's power over everything else. And whether as we go into more markets to people using tablets and Netflix, and for example with the Microsoft stats coming out that more people use an Xbox to stream stuff, and whether this basically article suggested that it's going to sell less than the PS3 because the market share is shrinking and it doesn't have as much dominance as it once had. And although the Xbox might be weaker, if it focuses on all this multimedia stuff and kind of advertises, that's where they're going to make their push. Now, Japan, Sony will have it locked down because that's just the way it'll be, but it's the fight over Europe, it seems to be, more than anything else. Because Sony have been really popular in Europe, but the 360's made a very big dent in it over the PS generation.
It'd be interesting, the PlayStation 4 is going to have all of those streaming capabilities and everything like that, so it'd be interesting to see what Microsoft does over and above what Sony are offering. Because if Sony does just make their push purely for games and they have great titles, great big titles like Uncharted, that aren't available on the Xbox, you're always going to get that group of people who really want those games and are willing to shell out for that.
Yeah.
It's about pushing your install base, though, isn't it? And getting more. Yeah. It's not just about settling on the same. And I think with the Xbox, is what they've tried to do is to make it a brand. They're trying to make it the box under the TV. And it seemed in the presentation that Sony have thought, well, we're not going to do that. We're going to go back to saying the gamer is what's important.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, like people have got, they're into gaming and already have a PlayStation. That's exactly what they wanted to hear. But I'm talking like more from like a business perspective of trying to think, right, mobile gaming's growing in massive side. You know, handheld sales are down. The Wii U sales are really low. How do we, especially if the price mark's going to be high at first, you're going to have that same issue of people going, oh, that's quite expensive. So if the Xbox releases earlier in Europe at like £150 less, that's quite a dangerous thing.
Yeah, that will be interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, as well, I know the lineup of games, it will probably be filled in at E3 and everything as well, but not a particularly inspiring list of games for a first announcement. There's some interesting titles in there, but not. And I think the last launch of the PS3 was sort of underwhelming in that respect as well. I think that does make quite a lot of difference. Mind you, the Xbox launch wasn't that great either.
No, but that did really well.
Yeah.
I can remember everyone...
Because it was first.
Yeah, everyone talking about it, and it just sold out instantly for months.
Mm.
Even if it did break a lot. But it did really well, and I've just... It's just the idea of keeping everything the same, isn't it? You know, the idea of doing the same thing over and over again and expecting to make a big difference.
Yeah, expecting the same return.
Yeah, I don't see how they're doing the same thing, though. Like, it's going to cost less than a PS3. They're trying to cater to the emerging mobile market because they have the whole PlayStation Mobile initiative. And maybe the mobile initiative is terrible and will fall apart, but it's not that they aren't trying to cater to these new markets. And I think at the unveil, like, the unveil for the console is for the PlayStation community, and the PlayStation community cares about games, so that's not where they're going to be like, okay, we're going to have the NFL or, you know, the Olympics or whatever. Like,
well, Microsoft would.
I know, I'm not saying that they wouldn't, but I don't know. Yes. I guess I think there's a lot more service.
No, I agree with you, Sean. Yeah, that I don't think that they're going to ignore all of that stuff. I think they will have all of those capabilities. And I can't imagine what Microsoft will have that much over and above what the PlayStation 4 is going to have in terms of multimedia capabilities. But then I don't know what Microsoft will
I think it's out with. Yeah, that's what I mean. It's not that one's right or wrong. It's more about what they're aiming for. And the general consensus is that with Microsoft, the next consoles, it will be more multimedia and aim for the wider market rather than focusing in. It'll be interesting to see. It's just whether... Yeah. I mean, I wasn't interested in the PS3 prior to launch or when it came out. It just never got my attention, whereas this has This has got my attention more the most of a console release probably since the PS1, which was a huge thing when that came out. And... So I'm quite excited, even though, like Nick said, when you look at the lineup on paper and you go back to what the trailers, and it's just like, yeah, it's a first-person shooter, it's the inside of a car seat. All right, okay. It's not like amazing when you just look at it cynically like that, but at the same time, I think it's a good time to have a console launch, and there's always going to be that bit of kind of childlike excitement over getting a brand new toy of that thing, because it's been a while now. And everyone thought it was going to happen last year, and it didn't. So I think everyone's just kind of gone, oh, at last... I was going to get the same things reskinned over and over again, although maybe we will, just with better graphics.
Could get the Wii U, Shane, for that new gameplay experience.
What's that, not using it?
Yeah, pretty much.
The future of gaming is not doing it. So what about the Wii U? You've got one, haven't you?
I do, and I haven't used it in a month. My girlfriend uses it to stream Netflix, but that's literally
on the actual gamepad.
Well, both, yeah. Okay. Gamepad and TV screen. But there's nothing there that appeals to me. Yeah. I mean, I'm waiting for Pikmin. I was going to play Rayman Legends before that got delayed. But there's nothing there. There'll be games on the horizon. There'll be Nintendo games I'm interested in playing, but aside from
that... Do you think those Nintendo games will arrive before these new consoles?
We'll see some. We'll see Pikmin. Pikmin is in the launch window, supposedly, which goes out for another
few March.
Months. Well,
I think
it's
like a 5-month window, isn't it?
Yeah, I honestly can't remember when Pikmin's coming out, but it's sometime soon, I believe. But yeah, I might be trading in my Wii U to get a PS4.
So what do you think will happen there, that we'll get cross-platform games until the end of this year, and then afterwards developers will start thinking, can we really scale this stuff back?
Oh yeah, it'll be a similar situation to the Wii and the current consoles, in that you'll get a few really terrible scaled back ports, and not that much else.
Because what exclusive third party titles are left
for Wii U?
Yeah,
there's Bayonetta. That's
the
biggest one. Aside from that, there's really not that.
There's the Lego game, isn't there? Which actually looks quite funny.
Yeah, the Lego City game.
Yeah. Because when I went back to my parents at the weekend, there's a official Nintendo magazine knocking about, so I had a read, and there was like a 10-page special on that, and like 4 pages was just one screenshot extended over it to try and pad the pages out, and I thought, oh, this is just grim. It's depressing.
It's dire, really. I mean, Rayman was supposed to be one of the big exclusives, but that's multi-platform.
What do you think will happen with Bayonetta 2, then? 6 months later, it'll come out?
Well,
and stuff.
There's rumours, I read something on Eurogamer early this month, that there's rumours that Bayonetta 2 and also Platinum Games Wonderful 101, that they're going to go multi-platform as well.
And Nintendo's publishing Bayonetta, though. I think they're publishing both of them, so they might not be able to put them on other consoles. I mean, it's the same thing with, like GoldenEye, in the day. They're like, yeah, you can't put GoldenEye out on Xbox.
It's probably for the best.
Yeah. But yeah, interesting press conference by Sony.
Glad they announced it. Glad somebody did. Get a bit of hype going for the year.
It's about time. I got excited. And there was some good announcements there. There was a lot of drivel, a lot of business talk that didn't really interest me.
A lot of suits and jeans to look casual but professional.
A lot of stiff arms.
Stiff arms. Bad body posture.
Yeah. So, overall, give it a grade, a letter grade from A to F.
I'm not grading anything outside of what I am.
I know you don't want to, Shane.
I don't like doing anything else. I'm not doing it now.
I'll grade it.
Go on.
I'll give it a B.
Oh.
Is that the best we could do? I'll give it 7 nicks out of 10.
Oh, the good old 7
out of
10.
7 out of 10 means nothing to Shane.
Does that mean average?
I'm just trying to goad Shane into giving it a score, because I know he can't stand the 7 out of 10s.
I'll give it a B minus. Just to go one grade down from Sean.
So when do you think that Microsoft, do you think they'll be sort of looking to get their press conference launched very quickly? Or
end of March?
I think they will now, yeah. I think it'll be before E3. They won't wait.
No chance.
If there's not like four men in suit jackets and jeans.
No, it'd be in America, so it'll be pink pastel shirts, chinos, and
headsets and big trainers, yeah. I think. Mm-hmm.
There won't be quite as many British people on stage as there was last night.
Do you think it'll be Cirque du Soleil again or something, perhaps?
Oh, yeah.
Dancer?
Susan Boyle.
Tinfoil?
Susan Boyle.
And finally, when do we think it will get released?
I have no idea.
The PlayStation 4? Mm-hmm. Tomorrow.
Don't November 13th.
Okay. Mm. I think November 24th in either Japan or US, and then February or March next year for Europe.
Will it get released?
7:45, if the postman arrives on time.
I'm going to go November 12th, just to go one behind Sean.
I'm going to say tomorrow.
Just in case.
Just
pops up on eBay.
Okay, guys, that's it for episode 9 of the Thundercast. If you want to let us know what you thought of Sony's press conference, head on over to thunderboltgames.com and check out the forums, or alternatively, contact us on Twitter @_thunderbolt, or email us at podcast@thunderboltgames.com. From me, it's goodbye. From Shane,
goodbye.
From Nick,
goodbye.
And from Sean,
see ya.
Bye.